This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
As we prepare in the midst of Sfiras Omer for the Shavuos, Habo Leino Latova, perhaps we see out the Nishmaya, we could share the following aura, something that I have mentioned in the past. I'd like to add another piece onto it tonight. Now, let me turn your attention to Parshas Bechukosai, famous opening pasuk. The well-known Rashi is based on a Sifra, the Torah's Kohanim, and Parsha Chavavino's base. What is the pasuk referring to? One might entertain the possibility that it's a reference to the fulfillment of the mitzvahs. Can be Shomer Ves Mitzvah Sai Tishmeru, the Hemshech of the pasuk. Harekima Mitzvah Samar, it's already discussing the Asiyas, the fulfillment of the mitzvahs. So, how mani mekayim mechukosai teilecho? What should I do with it? What should I use? What should I extrapolate? What do I take out of these opening words of walking in the ways and the statutes of the Yebishter? Zok Trashi Alpi the Torah's Konim Shetiyu Amelim Betaira. We have to be Omo Batayra, very well-known Rashi. So let me ask you a question that I posed in the past. Amelis Batorah is Mashahu Me'od Yisodi. It's so pivotal, so fundamental to Liman HaTayra. In the end of the day, Megillah, Da'afavah, Mebez, Yagati, Umatzasi, Tamin. Ein Echanami, the Gemara qualifies, Ehu L'chidudei. That's when it comes to sharpness and the precocious ability in learning. To retain your learning, that's totally primarily on Siyata Nishmaya. Siyata Nishmaya, obviously, coupled with the first prerequisite, which is the Yigiyah, the Amelis Vatayra. And it's so Yisodi, Yagati Matasi Tamin. Below Yagati Matasi, Al Tamin. Dahainu, if someone says, oh, I have learning, but I didn't put in the Yigiyah, I didn't put in the Shonim, I didn't incessantly toil diligently and laboriously over Liman HaTayra, it's not Shayach. Dahainu, the basic prerequisite to Shtayt, to grow, to have Kinyan of Yediyah HaTayra is, it requires and mandates first and foremost, Yigiyah Amilis HaTayra. And what is that based on? A well-known Gemara, Maseches Sanhedrin, on the top of Tzaditzes Simud Beis, Gemara, again, we're all familiar with. And the Gemara says, and we have a pasuk in Iyov, Perakei, a pasuk Zion, and the Gemara says, Amar Lazar Ka'adam La'amol Nivra. Every man was created for work, for labor, for toil. Shinamar Ki'adam La'amol Yulad. And that's the reason you were brought into existence. So the Gemara says, Eni Yodayim La'amol Nivra, Malamol Malacha Nivra. Is it for toil of the mouth? Is it for toil of the hands of physical, mundane, practical labor? Shomer, and the Gemara cites Psukim. Oh, it must be, it's a reference to Amol Pen. Is it Amol Pen Siches Chulin? Is it Amol Pen Devrei Torah? The Gemara says, Eina Chanami, in the end of the day, Havi Omer La Amol Torah Nivra. So the Gemara deduces, based on the Pasuk in Iyuv, that man was created for Amelis B'Torah. Man was created for Amelis V'Pen. And that's why you're here in this world. Parenthetically, the famous Rechayim Brisker. And why don't we stand up every time we see a pregnant woman walk by? Anidat aflamanu beis, the child contained within the rechem, the womb of its mother, is learning, is mastering kol tarkula. You have your little fetus that knows kol tarkula on its fingertips. Why don't you stand up? Ateretz is. It didn't get it. Derech HaMelis. It was given as a man neschinim. It was given gratis. And we don't honor that. We don't honor something that a person did not have to work for. You're born with superpowers. Very nice. But what'd you do with it? We want to know, what did you acquire derech your own HaMelis and Yigiyah? And that's what Yid is Mechabe. That's what we revere. That's what we venerate. And we want to see the sweat, the blood, sweat, and guts. That's what we want to see. The HaMelis B'Torah. That's Odom Lomo Yulad. Dahino, if it was simply for the Yediyah Satara Zakta Chaim Brisker, then you didn't need to be born. You had it already before you were born into this world. Adam Na'amo, Yulad, why were you born into the world? It must be from Amelis B'Torah. So let me ask you a few fundamental questions. Question number one. And we started this year tonight with Rashi quoting a Sifra. The Torah's Kanim Parsha Chavav, that Imbuchu Kasar Tailechu demands Amelis B'Torah. I then quoted you, Gemara Sanhedrin, Tari Tessin, raised based on the Parsik in Eov, and Parakei Pasik Zion, the Adam Lama, you Lord. That's what created for, and Yagati Matasi Tam, and Megillah Vaman base. It all comes down to Yigiyah Amelis B'Torah. So when did we get the Torah? Parshas Yisro, back in Yisro, in the middle of Sefer Shmos, and that's when we got the Torah. And the Yisod of Liman HaTorah comes down to what? Comes down to a Melis and Yigiyah B'Torah. And yet there's no Pasuk, no illusion, ever so subtle, nothing. That's Marami's in any way, shape, or form to a Melis B'Torah when we got the Torah. Why is it not in Yisro? It's not anywhere in Sefer Shmos. I have to wait to say for Vayikra, after the Avodas HaKarbonos, after Atzav HaShmini, then I make my way to the very end of Sefer Vayikra, the very last parsha. I get to the last parsha, Mechukas HaTalecho, and what is that? A Mezvah Torah? Kasha number one. If it's so Yisodi, if it's so integral, so pivotal, why is it not in Yisra? Why do I have to wait until the end of Sefer Vayikra, the last parsha, Kasha number one? Kasha number two, if it is indeed so fundamental, so Yisodi, why in the world is it only here, Derech Remez Bialma, Harashi, Taira, don't beat around the bush, give it to me straight, hit me hard over the head. Tell me, Baruch HaBincha HaKetan, I don't want any Ramazim. Hazak Chazal, I walk in the ways of God. Well, I have no idea what that means. I maybe means to walk and to fill the mitzvah. So I can't be, because there it says, what? Mitzvah Sai Tishmaru. What do I do with it? Oh, I have nothing left to do with it. You know, okay, Amelim B'Taira. Kilo, it's a default. What? Just tell me, T.U. Amelim B'Taira, put it straight there, state it explicitly. You have a guy who's not schmitzing over the Gemara. What do you want from me? The Torah didn't even tell me. I have to do it. There are Chremas B'Almo. Kasha number two. What you're doing in the end of Vayikra, Kasha number one. Kasha number two, why didn't it say it straight out? And now let's get to an even more fundamental Kasha. How do I know this whole principle? It all comes down to what the Gemara and Sanhedrin, the top of Tzadik Tzessim and Beis, are based on the Pesuk in Iyuv Adam Lo'om Yulad. What's it doing in Iyuv? Devarim Gedolim Einim HaMikros. Not only did it not make its way anywhere in Chumash, but the one time that we talk about Amelus, it's one that's not even in Chumash. That's not a chumash. I have to wait for the Nevi'im and Tanakh and Torah Nevi'im. I have to wait for the Nevi'im. When I get to Iyuv, then I'll figure out the sinning of Adol Lo Meyulad. Kasha number three. Kasha number four, even when I make it to Iyuv, even then, Adol Lo Meyulad. Frank the Gemara, I have no idea what he's talking about. Is it a Melis Dahainu? It's a real credible Havamina in the Gemara. If Tzadik talks Bakamadukhti, if a Havamina made its way into Gemara, there's a lot of emes to it. That means there's a tzad to say that even when you got to that Pesuk in Iyuv, how would you walk away? Adol Lo Meyulad, Efshar, you were made for Amma Malacha. The Gemara has almost a half an Amma of Shaklavatariyah. I don't know. Is it Amma Malacha? Is it Amma? Okay, we have another pasuk. We prove that it's Amma Peh. Even in Amma Yilis Peh. So maybe it means to speak Sikha Shkul. And how do I know it's Talmud Torah? We bring in another pasuk. After I get through almost half an Amma to Gemara, then I walk away and on the end, I may as well. What's going on over here? It's Kasha number four. Kasha number five. Let's go back to the end of Pasha Shkayasar. We're holding in the Maftir. Maftir Chayasar. Elahim b'nei Yishma ve'elu Shmosa ve'chatzrei materus v'shneimasam v'chulav ve'elu shnei chai Yishmael. Here we have the Maftir. We're talking about b'nei Yishma. We're talking about the lives of Yishma. Rashi, of course, Chazal. They have to move on. What in the world are we discussing Yishma for? What are we making such a big deal out of Yishmael? Sizok tehele garashi. Amram Chia Barabel, Amram Nimnu Shnoisa Shoy Yishmael. What's it doing here? Ella what? It's a vada only k'dei leyaches ben Shnoisa Shoy Yaakov. Through Yishmael, we'll figure out the years of Yaakov. Mishnoisa Shoy Yishmael, Lamanu Sheshem Yish Yaakov Bebeis Eiver, Arbes Reishonah Kishapirish Me'ovim Konish Shavoy Tzolavon. We know that before Yaakovina made his way to Beis Lavan to finally marry Rochel and Leah, what happened? First, he stopped off for 14 years in the yeshiva in Eivor. Different schos yeshiva. Shame on every yeshiva in Eivor. Were they two separate places, the same place? Had itself as a separate shiur. Akoponim. Stops for 14 years in the yeshiva of Eivor. So why did the Torah tell me that? Yaakov Avinu, why not just tell me straight? How do I know it? I only know it in the world of Torah Shopan. That's how I know we stopped before. This is so Yisodi. And I only know it in Torah Shopan. And even when I get to Torah Shopan, how do I know it? It's not like Chazal to tell you. By the way, here's the Medrash Rabbah, Medrash Tanchuma. We want you to know Yaakov learned in Yeshiva 14 years. No, I only know it from Yishmael. Derech Agav, when I figure out the Yishmael's years, I'll be able to figure out, hey, wait a second, I'm missing 14. Where did he go? Well, it must be that he went to learn Yeshiva. It's so funny that you take out a biography book. Oh, by the way, yeah, there's a footnote in the end note. It's in parentheses. It says in the Makia, by the way, these Gedolim, they learn 14, 15, 16 hours a day. Yeah, by the way, it's all about everything else. Oh, and he got married. He had a nice, in the back, you can maybe find, but you only know it because we bought down another book, and Derech Lan Agav, that other book, we figured out that Yaakovina was a master. And what compounds that difficulty is Avramina, we know, is the Amana Chesed. So we're in Chukas, Peidal, and Amana Aleph. We know Avram Vinu, the Maral, and the Gro, and Derech Chaim, and Elvis writes the Maral and Aleph Beis. Al Shloshet Rom Olam Omid, Al Torah Vodigim Yisrael Sonim. Yaakov Vinu is the Amidah Torah. Writes the Maral to first Yisrael Perk Yitzis. He was the quintessential Masmid. Avram Vinu, of course, is the Amidah Chesed. Yitzis is the Amidah Voda. So Amidah Chesed, I don't even if I didn't have a Chazal. What does the Torah make a big deal out? Avram Vinu, the outset of Vayera, it's all about his Chesed. Vayamayer, he's running. Vayorot, Vachuli, Gemaldi, 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 Yehuda, at least I see, he'll read the psukim. He's a karbon. He is a kedus yitzu at the end of Ayerim. He is a yidah suach masodeh. Nobody goes out to speak in the field. He goes out to work in the field. He went out for what? Prokos kavam base. He went out to daven. And Yaakov is the masman. Yaakov is Torah. How do I know that? Torah doesn't tell me anywhere that he sat learning. How is it? Oh, we have a nice posik. Yaakov is Tom. Ayoshev olim. And he sat in tents. Oh, again, I'm sorry, it's not in Toshua Sav, but take a Yerashi. What's olim? Well, tents. Olim is also Torah. Don't think he just sat in tents, taking a chill, relaxing. Yaakov, no. Yaakov was sitting and learning. Even then, I don't have it. And even if you want to say, I have it, because what's up? Even then, it's one succinct posik. Avram Avinu is chesed, make a big deal. Yitzchak, Kakedus, Yitzchak, that he was a korban, he was a mincha. And then he's davening all the time, we make a big deal. And Yaakov was the Yomana Torah, the pillar that's upholding the world. How do we know that? We know that because there's one phrase. He's an ish tama, he's a nice tama. A tama, I don't know, without chazal, what's a tama? Open him a godish of Pesach. Tama is not always the best thing. Yosha, he sits in tents. Sits in the base. Only chazal. Oh, and how many years did he learn for? When we talk about Yishmael, Sederach Hagel will be able to figure out a little snippet. What in the world's going on here? Phineas Dighty, it's all the answer. It's all the same answer. We're out of time, so maybe we'll have to make a sequel over here. Bekitz and Nimrots. If you take a look at the Pasuk in Iyuv, Adam Lam, Yulad, Bnei Reshef, Yabiu Olf, man was made for Amelus, Bnei Reshef, Yabiu Olf, while the Malachim and the spiritual beings, they're soaring in flight, writes the Ramban in his Pirush on Iyuv. A hemshech of the preceding verse, that all the talos, all the hardships and all the suffering, the ordeals that a person has to contend with, lo achina bosolav, lo maros tesmachna, it doesn't come out of nowhere. It comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The life is difficult. Adam lo meyulad zok the Ramban. What is this a reference to? Ki adam yulad liyos lo omel v'kas b'chayov, v'lo yuchle nyotzi menuku b'atzmi yisnasi l'haviyolav. As the Mefarshim explained, beautiful in the Perush Chayson, the Ramban, what are we talking about? We're talking about suffering. We're talking about hardships. And the Mefarshim explained, what's Kavanah, the Ramban? Life is difficult because we sin. And we suffer. We suffer weariness and we suffer einshim and we suffer talos, predicaments and ordeals. The chule. That's the Ramban. What? That's a melus? That's what Chazal take out sitting and learning? Phineas 90. What is a melus b'tayra? It's the blood, sweat, and guts. It's the schwitzing. It's the agi. It's the amelus b'tayra. Where do we have real amelus? Let's go to the famous Medrash Tanchuma and Parshas Noach and Oz Gimel. Yes, the Tanchuma explains the famous kasha of the Bali Atesis that they were going to ask later that the Pnei Yeshua has mechavim midaiti dinapshei and Shabbos peichesam and aleph kofle markigigis. What do you mean? They said nasev and ishma. Zok the Medrash Tanchuma. They said nasev and ishma torah shemachsam. That's easy. But the amelus of torah shemachsam that we had to wait until Purim time. Amar Rav Avpikin had the kibul meichasher shenemar kibim vekibla yudim. Zok the Medrash Tanchuma. If you have the Torah Shemachsav, okay, Atz Gevaldik, but Pirushim and Torah Shopet, V'lo'od, Torah Shemachsav is Klolos, Torah Shemachsav is all protos, Torah Shemachsav is Harbe, but Torah Shemachsav is only Ma'at, it's finite. Alt Torah Shemachsav, Ne'amar, again we go to Eiv, interestingly enough, Aruka Me'aretz Mino Rechama Minaya, and Zog the Medrash Tanchuma, you know what the Kriyas Sabris was? The Kriyas Sabris, Beinenu Levein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not on Torah Shemachsav. It's on Torah Shemachsav, she kosher l'limud. It's very difficult, Gemara. V'yishpat sar godol. Zog the Medrash Tanchuma, it's a lot of, it's painful. It's Meshula L'Choyshech. Eilu Bali Yatamachur Al-Godol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'chulei. The one that takes sar, that takes schwitzing, that takes blood, sweat, and guts, Yigiyan HaMelus. What's that? That's Torah Shemachsav, Phineas 90. Where do you want the Torah to write? I mean, you're too amelim a Torah. As we see, Kor from the Medrash Tanchuma, you can't put it on Torah Shemachsav. Torah Shemachsav, this is pretty easy. Just take a Yahatzkos Tanchumish, read the English, go out and take a look at the Hebrew. It's not so difficult. You know where we can put a message to Torah Shemachsav? It can't be. And Torah Shemachsav, it can only be in the realm of Torah Shemachsav. That's why the Phineas 90, we don't write it anywhere in Chumash. Say, hello, where do we write it? What's the Sefer in God's Tanakh that talks about suffering, that talks about Tsar? You know where it is? It's in Eiv, the Phineas 90. That's why Adam Lama Yulad is Dafkin Eiv. And it's Dafkin discuss Masechah Sanhedrin. What is Sanhedrin? They're the ones who extrapolate from the synthesis of Torah Shemachsav with Torah Shemachsav. Amelus, who are the ones who teach us, who made it through their Amelus and Yigiyah to the top of learning. Sanhedrin. That's why it's an Eve. That's why it's Dafkin Sanhedrin. And that's why it can't be anywhere in Chumash. Where is it? Only in Torah Shapeh. I'll only know the Indian of two Amelim B'Tayra in Torah Shapeh. I won't even know it from anywhere in Torah Shapeh. I can only know it from the world of Torah Shapeh. And it's coming mitoch tzar. And that's why it's an Eve. And what does the Gemara say? Brachos taf hayim and aleph. At the bottom, sholos montanos tovos nason kodesh b'chu Yisrael. V'lo ninon ela ayyadei Yisurin. And what's the heading, the list? Out of the three greatest, most precious gifts in the Gansamel, the Eibishter gave us what? Derech Yisurin. Tzar and Yisurin. Predicaments, ordeals, amelas, telos. At Taira. And then Eretz Yisrael and Olam Haba. Taira heads the list. You know how to acquire the Torah? It's got to be Derech Amelas. It's Derech Yisurin. What's the safer of Yisurin? And say for you, how do you get there? Derech Tosha Pets, not anywhere in Tosha Sab. So why in the end of Chukosai? What's the first parsha that talks about the Yisurin that are coming upon us? The Tokacha, Parshas Bichukosai. Phineas Taiti, you know, we have the Liman at the Yom HaTelei, we have to wait. Put in Yisur. What a life is great. Yisur, go out, we have the Mon. I better not just sit back and relax. You got the heavenly money, you want prime rib, no problem. You got your Cuban cigar, you got your schnapps of chuli, you got your prime rib, you got your money, you want ginger ale, Shirley Temple, a grasshopper, whatever you want. You're sitting away, you go, that's not learning, we can't put it there. And wait until you get to Bechukasai and Shvitz over at Tokacha. Then you're ready to start out the parsha with what? You are Meil Matayra, Achmarakim Bechukasai, Achmarakim Sefer Iyub, Achmarakim Masechah Sanhedrin, Achmarakim Tosha Peh. And now we answer our other kasha, Yaakovino, at 14 years. What are you going to put there in Tosha Asala? He spent 14 years learning Chumash. You know what he was doing 14 years? He was learning. Right, so Ramban, the Balaturim, Yisoda Satorosia Torah, the deep secrets of Torah Shavapad. That can't be hinted anywhere in Torah Shavasav. Ain't a Chrami, you know what Yaakov is? He's an Ishtav Yoshev Olam. He sat in the tents of study. And what was he doing? How many years? Chulei. You gotta wait for Torah Shavapad to understand that. You walk right to Torah Shavapad, you won't chop. Then I had a student, I sent him to Ishtav Torah years ago. And I told him he's gotta go learn. He called me up, he says, Rabbi, fine, I'm ready, I'm making a Siyum. I finished the whole Torah. I said, you finished the whole Torah? And he says, yeah, I took out the outscroll stone Chumash. And I read the English art school stone Chumash from cover to cover in English. I finished. He was making a seema, Kol Tarkula. I said, Harris, you're just getting started. And this is the, what do you mean? I showed him the green one, the green art school twice. And now start reading. Oh, and if I do that, I did everything. And now you got to drop. Now you started. I look at these 27, 11 folio pages of the Babylonian Talmud. And then you got the Jerusalem Talmud. And you got all these says. So, oh boy, he wasn't making seema so fast anymore. At the end of the day, it's Torah Chopin. That's the Tzar. That's Yisurin. That's Eiv. That's Bechukosai. That's Torah Shapeh. Yaakov, 14 years. I don't know from Torah Shosav. Chesed, Gevaldik. Chesed's beautiful. Put it on the page of the Chumash Avoda. Kabonis, Gevaldik. Aye, but Taira, you got to wait for Torah Shapeh for that one. Have a Gevaldik enough and a great rest of the week ahead. Kaddish place.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.